The knot that I will demonstrate now is called the Eldridge knot, a very unique knot, as you will see in just a moment. As always, this video is mirrored for your convenience. We have the thin end on the right and the wide end on the left. This is because the Eldridge is what I call a thin end knot, meaning that most of the tying action is performed with the thin end as opposed to the wide end. With thin end knots, you'll want to create a dimple in the wide end as such, so you'll give yourself a nice round base to tie around. So the first motion, tying this knot is very similar to tying the half Windsor knot. So you'll take the thin end across the front to the left and then back around to the right. Then just like with the half Windsor, we'll bring it down through the hole near the collar from the front and pull it off to the left and then around the front to the right. Now this is where we start to differ from the half Windsor. When we take the thin end through the hole near the collar from the back, instead of pulling it down through this loop, we'll bring it off to the left. What we'll do next is bring it around the back to the right and perform the same motion through the hole near the collar and back to the left, giving us kind of this scallop shape here. And then we'll do just that same process one more time, through from the front and to the right, and then through from the front, except now we'll also bring it through this loop that we just created for stability purposes. And now we'll tighten that up, dress the knot. So this is what your knot is going to look like. So we'll cinch that up to the neck. Since this is a thin end knot, we'll cinch it up the wide end. Now to get rid of this hangy bit, just tuck it up into your collar behind the rest of the tie so that it doesn't show. And that is the Eldridge knot. This one always gets a lot of comments because it is so unique and because it looks really great. I love this knot. So tie this and you will get a lot of compliments. That is the Eldridge knot.